T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Just in from state health officials, there's now been a fourth death associated with the outbreak of vaping-associated lung injuries. The woman's death was reported yesterday.
University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel now apologizing to anyone who may have been harmed by the deceased Dr. Robert Anderson. This comes just about 24 hours after U of M set up a hotline number asking potential victims of sexual abuse from that doctor to come forward. So far, they've received 22 calls, among them Gary Bailey, who said that Dr. Anderson molested him during a medical exam when he was on the football team in the late 60s. Schlissel says an investigation discovered indications that staff members were aware of rumors and allegations of misconduct during Dr. Anderson's medical exams. And of course, we'll have more coming up in the moments ahead.
In the city of Warren, police today are requesting charges against 7 students in connection with a hazing incident inside the locker room at Warren De La Salle High School. Here's WWJ's Sandra McNeil.
The students are accused of using a broomstick to assault boys in the locker room who were clothed at the time. Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer says,
after the St. Clair prosecutor denied the first warrant because the victim wouldn't come forward and cooperate, we received a number of calls from parents over at De La Salle indicating that their sons have been victims. Based on that, our investigation then did continue.
Dwyer says these charges involve 2 victims. He's requesting that 2 of the 7 boys be charged as juveniles. This assault charge carries a penalty of up to 3 months in jail. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
The next phase of construction plan for I-75 being discussed during a public meeting in Troy today. WWJ's John Hewitt with the latest.
This is part 2 of the complete reconstruction of I-75 between Coolidge Highway down to 13 Mile Road. Last year, crews rebuilt the northbound side. Now it's the 8-mile southbound section of the freeway that will be redone, so two-way traffic will be shifted over to the newly rebuilt northbound lanes. MDOT's Rob Morosi says if the weather cooperates, work will begin soon, as in early March.
Actually, there's a lot of prep work to shift traffic over to one side of the freeway. A lot of that deals with painting lines on the roadway, and we need dry conditions to do that. That is a very vital step because we have to make sure people know which lanes to be in, where to be in, when we're shifting two-way traffic over.
Morosi says if all goes well, work on the southbound side of I-75 should wrap up around Thanksgiving. In Troy, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
New figures showing that the auto industry is feeling the heat from the coronavirus crisis.
With all that's happened, figure at this rate, Chinese auto production will be cut by 2 million units. The figure's from Patrick Anderson of the Anderson Economic Group. He says that's about 7 times the production loss that we saw from the GM strike. So far, U.S. plants aren't affected.
The United States production has a much better supply structure. We also have large entities with very sophisticated operations and lots of ability to substitute within North America production.
Anderson also concerned we're not getting accurate information from Chinese authorities. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
The latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th. Tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.